This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So we didn't collect any forensic data, so... So, Josh, I'm going to repeat this for the audience so they can know what's going on here and so they get the latest announcements here. Firstly, Dalton Ralston is a friend of John W. Spring. I worked with him and a bunch of attorneys, and we're going to put together an injunction against all the, I call, chemo shot companies. These are not vaccines. They did not do any animal studies. And the third thing, they did not collecting forensic data, which if you had a trial of something, you have to collect forensic data. Lab results are valid. Pathology reports and other causes of death from death certificates, etc., so you can actually have forensic data to know what diseases it caused, what kinds of things you can do to intervene or through conventional or advanced medical care. For example, a lot of these people, while they're getting really sick, if they have a hyperbaric chamber in their hospital, they should have put them in there. They should have used intravenous vitamin C. I had one patient in 2009 who was dying, but he listened to my program from previous H5N1. And he had a lawyer in the family, and a lawyer actually went to the hospital director in New Zealand and said, if you don't give this guy intravenous vitamin C, we're going to sue the hell out of your hospital. So guess what? They got a doctor in there to give him the IV vitamin C, and instead of sending him to the morgue the next day, he walked home. Walked.
Wow.
So you got to understand here, something as simple as IV vitamin C, and the guy walked home. Now, so they want to make this a monumental problem because it's all bullshit. Including the vaccines that are BS. These are not even vaccines. We're going to do an injunction against all of them. Then they're going to have to face Stegall in court. Now, I'm an expert witness, and I think fast as the speed of light. I have a photographic memory, and I'm going to have all the science backing me and all these other experts that I'm ready to go with, like Dr. Cahill and Dr. Tenpenny and someone I'll pull in if necessary from all over the world, including other languages. They're dead in the water. And the next thing I'm working on is I'm working on an issue of what's behind all this. Now, what's really going on? And the three issues I mentioned yesterday, which I'm going to re-summarize, we need to have a pro-civil litigant course in high school, in middle school. So before you go for a trade, you actually become a pro-civil litigant person and file. We need to have a system where we prep people up, and they can teach them even in school, like we used to have with carpentry and other things in middle school. You need to get people to learn how to prep, take care of grow food. If you're gonna buy a gun, get licensed up with the sheriff, or go to a gun course, and learn how to grow food and take care of your neighbor and have a watch so you know how to actually protect your neighborhood. And the third thing we need is a new financial system. I tell people right off, buy silver and gold coins now, and carrot bars. We're actually reactivating it. You can buy gold by the gram. People need to realize the current system. They want to blow it up, so eventually they make a cashless system with a digital chip in the friggin' thing, and the chip tracker thing is in your freaking body. So now, nothing's private. You don't have cash or anything to buy anything unless they know where the hell you do it. And see, this is a real issue. We're dealing with a form of cybernetic transhuman and tyranny, and people don't get it. And it really doesn't matter what political system you have or even what religious system. It's against anything that's human, isn't it?
Yeah, look, bottom line is, something has to be done, and the fact that... we're going to get some litigation going, and not just with what you're doing, but an international criminal court that I reported on last week with Dr. Rainier Fuelmich, who is putting together a team of 1,000-plus attorneys and litigants that are going to sue the World Economic Forum, as well as the head of the U.N. Secretary General, Tedros of the Wuhan Health Organization.
Yeah.
And they're going to bring them into the criminal court to basically say that their testing and their lockdowns were unconstitutional here in America, but moreover, that they were in violation of the criminal code of the court, of the International ICC Court, according to Section 7. So this is all wonderful news that people are waking up and are saying, we're not going to take this anymore. And now that we're going to have legal representation on top of that, it's just fantastic.
Yeah, what I think is going to happen, it's almost like you only know you need a fire extinguisher until your ass is on fire. And even the moderate Democrats are realizing, I didn't vote for this. I mean, I'm hearing this report from people I know are Democrats that say, I did not vote for this version of Joe Biden. And
there is no version of Joe Biden. I mean, the press conference alone, they just found out that not only did he have notes, but afterwards, for the people in the press, he had their names and pictures of them like a child so that he could recognize who to call on and what their name was.
And they were circled.
He couldn't pass a kindergarten memory test, okay?
That's a fact. Well, here's what's going to happen. These are incompetent globalist control freaks who have now stirred the beast of American and people, human beings all over the world, no matter what religion or whatever skin color, it doesn't matter. I got a new term for it, which is skin color. I call it your equatorial factor. If you have a high equatorial factor, you're going to be black, and you have a low equatorial factor, you're going to be white or yellow or whatever. So this idea that you're a different race is like, are you kidding? We're just called the human race. What do you think of that?
I think that's absolutely true. We are the human race, and most of us are human. But right. There are a lot of satanic demons living amongst us, unfortunately.
Well, I think they're mentally ill people. They're also many times not only mentally ill, but indwelled by transdimensionals, which, by the way, the first people to identify that were the ancient Hebrews and Jews, you know, called possession. People say, oh, no, that can't happen. I said, are you kidding me? If you're another being from another world and you want to take over a planet, one of the most deadly ways is to take over the consciousness of the inhabitants of the world you're invading. And that's simply what I think we're dealing with.
Well, they just took a priest from January 6th who did an exorcism to get rid of the evil spirits in Washington. And now he's going to be excommunicated from the church, and he's going to be defrocked, I guess is what they call it, when they take someone, their ability to be a priest. I think that's what they call it. I don't know. As a Jew, I'm not that high on the Christian religion, but they took a priest that went into the Capitol to bless the place and then to perform an exorcism to get rid of the evil spirits inside that place. And now they want to excommunicate him from the church. It's really sad.
Now listen to my experience. I was a little boy that at 8 and a half I had a near-death experience, and because I became a high altar boy, I was actually not only involved with the archbishop in Toronto, Nova Scotia, doing exorcism with the archbishop, but I've seen things like, holy cripes. This is like one of those B-movies, like, no, you can't get an actor to do that. I saw stuff happen when I saw them do exorcisms like, this is real shit, okay? We're not just talking about mentally, we're talking about stuff that's so bizarre, you can't explain it by just mental illness, okay?
Mm.
Now, people need to understand, they think, well, no, that can't happen. It's like, well, your very parochial idea of the universe, we need one little tiny speck called a yellow dwarf star, a trillion stars in our little local spiral galaxy. And you think that we're the only intelligent beings? I mean, if you're intelligent enough to cross the galaxy, you're intelligent enough to hack into the consciousness of the beings where you're going to invade. A simple nipple. Right?
Hmm.
So, I don't understand when people think, well, look how fast we went from the Wright brothers to now planting a colony on Mars, which I know has been there since 82, although they won't admit to it. Now they're going to come out in June 1st about the UFOs. Listen, I know guys in the Air Force. I was an Air Force Academy pilot controller for 40 years. I've had so many of my airline pilots and different agencies and the Air Force identify UFOs that we know are not just aerial events that are real things. It's uncountable. And so to say that there isn't some life form in some other world, and by the way, if they had a bad attitude toward us with their advanced technology, we'd be long gone a long time ago. Thank God they probably don't have a bad attitude toward us, so human beings wouldn't exist on Earth at all. Anything
so
can fly like these
things. We have to figure out how to program them to ask the Democrats somehow.
Well, actually, I'll tell you what I think the most powerful thing to go after Democrats. Remember, the first thing, believe it or not, right in the Hebrew Bible, you pray for them and you bring judgment, because you get grace first and you get judgment. If we pray for them, number one, I call it P-R-A-Y, but you also P-R-E-Y, which means file legal suits. You file against the CEOs of these companies that are doing this crazy stuff. You file against the companies that are doing hacking like I just got completely knocked off YouTube this morning. I found out you were now removed from YouTube. Before, I haven't posted anything in like 2 months.
They took down your channel now? Permanently?
Thousands and thousands of videos for 20 years, okay? Everything. Completely
they took
gone.
It all down. Welcome
right.
to the club.
And I didn't have anything posted for months. You've had so many violations. And they wouldn't say, they would never respond to what the hell the violation is, what I said that disagreed with this and that. But I've had so many violations. How dare I have a both? How dare somebody that's had maybe 20 minutes of watching some video compared to somebody like me with a half a century of work, including classified work in immunotoxicology, have a right to say a freaking thing against me when I'm just presenting science? For example, when we get our case together for injunctions, it won't be based on my opinion. It'll be based on lab reports, imaging studies, pathology reports, autopsies, and proven, you know, designs of the law that said what the hell a vaccine is.
Let me tell you how to get around it. Let me tell you how to get around it. It's actually very easy.
Yeah.
Actually, I should probably wait until we're not live on the air. I'll tell you when we're on a commercial break, because, you know, Right Wing Watch listens and, you know.
Yeah, well, we're going now. We're going on break right now. We're going on break right now.
Okay, let me know when it starts.
We're starting
to
read now.
A powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Josh, I like your picture you have here, your latest video. Here's the COVID-19 virus ranks history among the world's deadliest pandemics. And you show this nose, like, you know, somebody's lying, like their nose gets longer. And it shows a mask over the nose. I think that's very clever.
Yeah, I mean, very clever.
Very clever. I mean, this is so obscenely in your face. And I've talked to doctors now. Unfortunately, about 40% of health professionals and doctors are submitting to these, but 60% won't. In fact, they're now saying, Biden's saying, by July 1st, he's going to force all the military to be vaccinated. Now, what are you going to do if 60% of our military gets sick or dies in the next year or two? What are you going to do when health professionals have nurses and doctors dying, and we have a true medical emergency, like, you know, something happens, that we need to have all these doctors and nurses?
Exactly.
You know?
No, look, you're right. I think it's very dangerous. I think the fact that they want to do that, I mean, why would you do that to the best fighting force in the world? Why would you put them in a detrimental position in which they can't fight as good as they possibly could because they're sick or have side effects or dying?
Or it's hard to fight when you're dead, too. You know, it's really hard. You know,
that's the other part. Well, yeah, it's hard to walk around when you're dead, but look at Joe Biden.
Actually, when you look in his eyes, you see the glint of nothing in there. I mean, you can tell that if there was a person inside there, he's long gone. Actually, his name
No, it's just a dead soul staring back at you with
black
eyes.
Actually, I changed his name. You're going to like this because I call it Joshism. I call his name. His new name is not Joe Biden. It's called Bye-Bye Biden.
Bye-Bye Biden. There you go. Well, from your lips to God's ears. Let's hope it happens soon.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. If by Labor Day, September, if we don't remove Biden, it's Bye-Bye America.
Yeah, well, the fact is that the administration, this fake administration, is calling itself the Biden-Harris administration, tells you everything you need to know about who's really in control of this administration. And it's pretty sick, it's pretty scary that we've got cum-a-lot hairy ass in control.
I don't think she's in control either. I think she's just she's a good functional prostitute.
Well, she's an ignorant witch, and I think you're right. I think it's more of the Kenyan wizard behind the scenes pulling the strings.
Oh, yeah. Obama's sitting up in this suite in New England, and he's actually with Zoom meetings and controlling it like a puppeteer from a long distance away. And he's working with globalists that are actually puppeteering him. For example, there's an eight-suite gated home about 2.5 miles from the White House.
Yeah.
What I heard is his agent who's been managing, where originally she was born in Iran, and she's the main agent working with the globalists, are actually his controller, if you want to call it. So none of these people are, by the way, independent. Anybody who's in the dark side that we know a public face like Obama, there's always somebody behind them controlling them or puppeteering them.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if Joe Biden ends up, wearing a full Muslim garb soon, because he's so controlled by Obama and the rest of the, Muslim masters around the White House. You've got Ilhan, of course. You've got Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian terrorist that she is. And you've got many, many others. And they're all throughout the State Department, the Department of Justice. They're either Chinese compliant or Muslim compliant. That's why they refused to call what happened the other day.
I'll tell you something shocking you may or may not know. Did you know that Islam was created by the Jesuits within the Catholic Church in the 6th century?
I did not.
Yeah, did you not know that, hey? They actually funded them, even gave them weapons to kill the Catholics who were independent of the Pope in Rome, in Ethiopia and Egypt, and in Syria. So the Syrian church was being attacked by the Pope's Muslims that were created by the Jesuits in the 6th century. People don't know this. Islam is a division of the Jesuits inside the Catholic Church.
Apparently, this administration loves Iran and hates Syria. So that should give you an idea of who the real bad guys are and who, I'm not saying they're good, but who the less bad guys are. And in this case, Syria and Bashar Assad, they are the less bad guys. And the mullahs of Iran are the real bad guys.
Yeah.
And you can just, whatever this administration props up, just remember the opposite of good and evil is what has transpired here.
Right. Well, I think, here's what my prediction is. If we don't stop this situation happening, which is making it more and more unstable in the Middle East, that Biden will have created the circumstances that will push Iran into a nuclear attack against Israel, and Israel will retaliate with everything they got. Believe me, they got a lot. And I don't think people are ready for that. Believe me, in other words, I'm saying this is a grenade to start World War III. If they think it's going to be something else around the world in China and the South China Sea, no, no. it's going to be this situation which Biden is pushing, and apparently John Kerry, remember, was visiting and even violating proper provisions to separate the state when he was actually visiting and making deals with the Iranian mullahs, even while Trump was in office. Remember that?
Yeah, and he should be arrested for the Logan Act. Absolutely. I think President Trump was correct when he pointed that out many, many months ago.
Right. But you see, the deep state are arrogant pricks. They figure, we get all the money, we control the corporations, we print the money. People don't realize when you get your check from the seniors check or the military get paid or even Congress, they're paid not by the U.S. Treasury but by the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, controlled by the Jesuits and the Vatican and the European banks. People don't know this, do they?
No, I don't think a lot of people know these things. I think they like to blame everything on the dirty Jews, you know. They always say, oh, the Jews run Hollywood and the Jews run this and the Jews run the banks. Actually, the Jews don't anymore. It's mostly the Chinese. It's mostly Muslims from the UAE and from Jordan and, you know,
look how much money they've taken and reinvested in America. I mean, people don't realize how much money has been taken out of Iran for the last 40 years and reinvested in corporations. And a lot of it is in the same places where they stuck, right?
I always find it silly when people say, oh, you know, it's the Jews. The Jews run this. The Jews run that. Well, maybe that was in the past, but it's certainly not anymore.
Not even close.
Well, I mean, 80%. Think about this for a second. There's 14 million Jews left in the entire world.
Right.
6.5 million of them live in Israel, and 6 million or so live here in the United States. And the rest, a couple hundred thousand, are, you know, dispersed around the rest of the globe. So for anyone to think that, you know, we're like this massive amount of people, 14 million Jews left is not that many.
It's nothing. See, the real controllers are what's called the Jesuits. We call the snake people. And they try to control the Jews. In fact, they made the Burgermeisters in Europe were actually given a special kippah on their head. People don't realize the kippah came from the Vatican. Do you know that?
The Vatican
would make the Burgermeisters able to be the banker because it was a mortal sin to actually charge interest. So they figured, well, we'll just hire these Jews to do our banking for us. They'll do the dirty work. But it was actually behind the scenes of the Vatican, the same way as, I think, 1290, the king of England had his crown kicked off by the Pope because he said, hey, I'm ready to own your state and your country and even own your flesh. And he told the king of England this back in 1290. People don't realize what's really going on here is we've got a bunch of very, very evil people at the top. And, the Committee of 300, the 3,000 that are running the world, all these corporations and trillionaires like Bill Gates and all these other monsters, they feel they're above the law, don't they?
They do, and we're going to make sure that they're not.
We're going to get them. We're getting injunctions. We're going to get them. They're not going to escape. They're not.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is closely monitoring the aftermath of deadly tornadoes in the southeastern United States. A number of twisters being reported in Mississippi and Alabama. Birmingham, Alabama resident Ginger Sims telling NBC News,
everything started shaking and rattling. I went running into the bathtub, covered myself up, and then it just passed over. It came as quickly as, it left.
At least seven people are confirmed dead. severe weather threats today in North and South Carolina. In response to the immigration crisis surging at the southern border, Republican Senators Ted Cruz and John Cornyn of Texas are leading a Senate delegation on a tour of the Texas-Mexico border. Cruz posting videos from the Rio Grande overnight that appear to show human smugglers on the Mexico side of the river. A scary situation in what's supposed to be the friendly skies.
Spirit Airlines Flight 185 from Cleveland to Los Angeles, California was forced to land in Denver due to an unruly passenger. Spirit Airlines says during the commute, a passenger tried to open the exit door mid-flight. The passenger, who was not identified, was subdued by an airline employee and other passengers. He was taken into custody by law enforcement in Denver, Colorado. It should be noted, as Spirit Airlines pointed out, that opening a door in flight is impossible due to air pressure inside the cabin pinning the door against its frame with force stronger than any person could ever overcome. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Some Americans could be getting a tax breaks for items purchased to prevent the spread of COVID-19. This includes masks, hand sanitizer, sanitizing wipes, and other personal protective equipment. The IRS is counting PPE as a medical expense qualifying for a tax break. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You're going to be sick or dead. So, John, I'm going to play part of this little clip here that we talked about, this video that he did about the COVID-19 virus here. We'll see if we can play this.
Leftist radicals have stolen our election. Big tech tyrants have censored our voices. And the CCP unleashed a virus to take over America and the world. But 80 million plus Americans won't back down. We won't relent, and we won't comply. Welcome to the Counterintelligence Center of America's Second Revolution. Here's your director of intel, America's favorite bald badass, Josh Bernstein.
Welcome back to the program. Well, here's some more news that ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, and of course even Fox is likely never going to tell you, okay? And that's why I'm here. It has been over a year now, folks, since the 30 days to stop the spread has now turned into, I don't know, 365 plus days of lockdowns, mandates, masks, and vaccines. So now we have a situation where we have to look at the historical aspect of this, quote, devastatingly deadly disease. So let's take a look from a historical standpoint of some of the world's worst plagues, viruses, pandemics, whatever you want to call it, flus even for that matter. Let's take a look, okay? And let's look at where COVID-19 fits in this list. Now, I'm going to go full screen here. I'm going to be off camera for a sec, and I'm going to go through all of this so that you can see it for yourselves. The Black Death. Well, the Black Death killed 51% of the world's population, which was about 200 million people at the time. Still, the most deadly virus in recorded history. The Plague of Justinian wiped out 40 million people and 19% of the population. The smallpox pandemic killed 56 million people and was 12% of the population. The Antonine Plague killed 5 million people and 2.6% of the population. The Spanish flu, the one that they compare COVID to these days, killed 45 million people, which was about 2.5% of the population. The third plague wiped out 12 million people, which was 1% of the population. And HIV/AIDS pandemic from the 1980s until now has killed 30 million people and has accounted for 0.7% of the population. And last and certainly the least, you have the Kung Flu, COVID-19, coronavirus, the magic virus, whatever it is that you want to call it. Statistics show that 2.7 million people worldwide have died from it, but I highly doubt that these numbers are even remotely close, because as we know, the CDC and the WHO have been lying since the very beginning. But even if it was, folks, even if it was 2.7 million people, that accounts for 0.03% of the entire world's population. Yet.
Now, I want to stop it for a minute. When we actually compare the map of flu for this year, like compared to other years, there's virtually no flu cases. So, in other words, they took all the cases that were designated could have been called flu and called them COVID-19. What do you think of that, John? Are you there, John?
Yes, I am, Dr. Deagle.
Yeah, you sound a little bit muffly wherever you are. You're saying your voice sounds muffly.
Yeah.
We want to get a little better audio. What I think people understand is they've been scammed. 20 nations have actually written off the AstraZeneca vaccine. The Moderna being, and other ones are being actually sued against now.
Yeah.
And there's lawsuits going to be happening in the International Court of Justice overseas in Europe. They have a vaccine court here that they set up in the 1980s with Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
To get away with murder with these vaccines. And basically because they were worried about liability costs for developing vaccines for, quote, children. The average child that gets all the vaccines by the time they're 13 has 2,000 micrograms of aluminum alone, let alone other heavy metals like mercury, and adjuvants in their body, including pegylated ethylene glycol. In the 1970s, 22% of the population were sensitive to PEG, which is a very toxic chemical, and now it's over 73% are hypersensitized on blood tests. So when you give people PEG, they can have an acute vascular event alone before we even talk about the mRNA or the other crap in it. So what you have to understand here, these are toxic, I call chemo shots. There are not vaccines with no animal studies and no forensic data being collected. They're a form of criminal vaccinogenocide. And the fact is that most doctors are gutless enough and aren't smart enough to know the difference or afraid they're going to lose their position, their job, or their money, or be threatened or killed. Now, I'm the exact opposite. When there's a battle, I race toward it like the ancient Viking ancestors. Braid your hair up, get ready with your swords and your battle armor, and race toward the enemy with your Norwegian battle arcs, flying, your screaming blood murder to the aid, and ready to go to Valhalla. How's that?
Yes.
So what people don't get is that if you don't fight for the truth, and the truth, by the way, is God. It's not an ancient, Viking ideas. It's not going to be to live with your ancestors in Valhalla. What we're dealing with right now is the churches are dead, the politicians are corrupt, the political system is basically trying to destroy the human race and even the nation of America, because if you don't destroy America, you can't get rid of Dominion software and restore voting in 20 or 30 other nations. If you don't stop this, they'll not only sterilize everybody with the vaccines, they'll be able to reduce the population, eventually collapse the economy, so they'll have total digital control with a digital economy. In fact, there won't be money anymore, or even gold or silver coins. It'll all be illegal, and it'll be digitally tied to your literally genetic code that's in your body. It won't even be to your cell phone or bank account, or even cash or gold or silver coins you have. Everything will be illegal except cryptocurrencies tied to your DNA. That's what's coming.
Yeah.
So your comments, go ahead, and then we'll play some more of this here in a minute. But I think I'd like you to comment first, because people want to argue with me in the past. I'm thinking there's no room for argument anymore, is there?
No, there is, Dr. Deagle. And if I may just take a few minutes, I'll sort of tell you why in my own mind within just a few hours ago. For weeks now, I've been warning the nurse that comes to check my wife once a week about the dangers of taking the COVID-19 shot.
Right.
Well, she's engaged right now, and she and her husband, who is also a registered nurse, both just got the COVID-19 shot. And I said, do you realize what you have done in terms of your marriage, your children and everything? And he said, well, we're required because we're in the health profession to take these. And I said, well, you also have a life to live. And Dr. Deagle, I have never before boasted about myself or my background, but after I heard what she said, I said, the reason I was trying to warn you is not only did I consider pre-medicine and have somewhat of a medical background, although it's rather limited, but I have an IQ that exceeds 250, which means about one in a billion would have an IQ comparable to mine. And
right.
I'm telling you that when I give advice on things, it is not something that should be taken lightly.
Right.
And I probably upset her a little bit, but then I said...
Well, you have to get in people's face. I mean, you know, when I first presented about a month or so ago to my wife, Michelle, even, she was resistant. And what I like to do is I play Dr. Carrie Made and her presentation on the video breaks during the first hour of the show. And she can't avoid the fact that when the occult, the mark of the beast, or just transhumanism, it makes you a non-human. How's that?
Exactly. Now, the good news is I told my wife's nurse that he should contact on the Internet...
We have the what's called a rescue kit together now. Yeah, and also. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C+ is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical.com. Red Deer Velvet, DR, is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well. People and killing a lot of the elder, I call elder side. Instead of abortion, we call elder side. Do you like that?
I don't like to be a victim of it. But
that's what they're doing. So we're coming back. By the way, in hour 3, we're going to have Dr. Betty Martini again, and she's got some more information. I played some other clips here, and we just played this one with Josh Bernstein, and I don't think I have to play it again, but I'm just going to cover just a little bit of it here in the middle.
Even if it was 2.7 million people, that accounts for 0.03%.
Now, by the way, when he says this, these are lying numbers. You know that they are, if you had a motorcycle accident were bleeding, and they say when their fake tests, which they had 3 years before the virus emerged from China,
yes,
that you're positive, they say that you're dying of COVID-19 because the hospital got, I think, an extra 60% of money. Just simply because they said that the virus is actually causing your death.
Yeah.
So in other words, there's a giant financial incentive to say that. And then, people don't realize that, for example, this deal when these 20 different Democratic states send sick people back to the senior homes that had the COVID-19, they actually made money from killing seniors in senior homes. Do you know that? They actually made money.
Yes. It was a
moneymaker, okay? People don't get that. I call it elder side, you know, killing elders off with using this, spraying sick people back to the senior home where they're going to die. And, of course, the medical care was inappropriate. It wasn't appropriate medical care. I mean, giving somebody a ventilator when they need hyperbaric oxygen and IV vitamin C and other things to stop the virus from destroying their mitochondria is not the appropriate care. So I'm spending a lot of time on this lately, but I want people to know. As I mentioned, the first, basically we call the vaccine, or I call chemo shot vaccine rescue kit, involves a Power C Plus, a capsule of crystals, cell defense capsules, or the cell defense crystal gold, Inflamex, the ultrathiamin B1 for singlet oxygen radical, cell detox glutathione and gamma A plus, and we can add the anti-age max, Supernox plus NO2 beats and Nutritrala. Those are what we call the 3 add-ons. But if you simply take those anyway, for any person, even just a healthy person, you're going to slow aging and stop a lot of diseases that will otherwise explode. A lot of these people, like my friend who yesterday, who was very upset and surprised that after they took the vaccine within 10 days, they didn't know they had cancer and it exploded, and now they're dying of cancer within 10 days of the vaccine. Because the cancer was probably sitting there ready to just go boom, and as soon as it did, it became just a massive explosion of the cancer.
Well, I think this is true of other types of shots as well.
Right.
Other COVID-19 shots.
Right. Now, I would like to get, if there's, we'll call brave callers out there. I want callers to call an 877-317-6432. I'm having some difficulty getting some of these other experts in. Dr. Khalil will be back, Dr. Droskill, on Monday. Dr. Tenpenny says she'll be available after she comes back from a month of taking vacation after 4 and 6 interviews. But there's no indication that she's done any legal injunctive work against the vaccine companies, even though she's spent in the last 20 years 40,000 hours and done all these hundreds of hours of video. You know, it's one thing to educate at least people for at least some extent of the truth, although I even went further when I had to correct her about the fact that it's not a spike protein in the J&J vaccine, it's a double-stranded DNA. And no one, and that includes Dr. Napute, which we've had on before, has any, quote, therapy to stop it. They may say, hey, try ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, and even just quote those things, or even baking soda. And these are very faint issues. So, you know, if you take ivermectin, yeah, it'll help you to some extent if you get it early on, just an antioxidant, but our stuff is far superior to that. Not one person took my first line defense kit. In the entire world died, and in fact, even if they're in late stages of the disease and started, they recover. And now I have a vaccine rescue kit, and no one else in the world has a vaccine rescue or set of protocols of natural molecules. Plus, my EDUCAP, the GlaxoSmithKline, is now starting to talk to me. I'm hoping the discussion will end up with, let's work out a deal, I'll license you. And I just heard, reading back from my final words on the, I don't just have a patent pending, I'm soon going to have the full warp speed patent.
Yes.
With my oral EDUCAP. And it's not a vaccine, it's basically a microRNA exosome that after you expose the sigma-1 protein to dendritic cells, it should create T-cell immunity and B-cell, which means it's going to allow your body to identify the virus and kill it. It'll also block the virus so it can't even attach to your ACE receptor and enter and start replicating. So this solves the problem. It also should allow the body to have the ability to help also remove the abnormal RNA and DNA in your body, which is creating a spike protein. Because remember, this is a dysfunctional process that was set up by imbalanced gene therapy that they were originally researching to develop and treat cancer.
Yep.
These are not things that were being developed for treating infection. They're actually chemotherapies that they modified to try to jump the thing and call them vaccines when they're not vaccines at all. They're a form of, I call, chemo shot chemotherapy.
Yes. Well, also from what I understand, your patent now will cover more than it did originally. Am I correct?
Yeah, in fact, well, what they did when they contacted me back, they said because of the way I wrote the patent, you can modify the specific activating molecules so you can actually treat, say, MS or rheumatoid arthritis or cancer. You know, for example, the cancer cell markers, instead of creating a individual cancer dendritic vaccine, I can have a standardized EDUCAP for a specific type of subcell, type of, say, breast cancer or pancreatic cancer, and you'll swallow the pills and your body will just destroy the cancer. Or also the gene, the epigenome that regulates your gene silencing of your chromosomes, called your epigenome, it actually should stop it. So in other words, it'll actually stop gene silencing we call aging. Aging is what's called sequential gene silencing of your epigenome. And I explained my theory to Dr. Ron Klatz, who is the founder of A4M. He said, your theory is the most comprehensive theory to explain what aging is in human history. And God gave it to me. Now, I have all three keys of Methuselah. And in the next 5 to 10 years, maybe 20, but most likely 5 to 10, me and my colleagues will have conquered aging. People only die of wars, pestilence, supernovae, or stupidity, falling off a building because they did a selfie. Okay? But beyond that, and stupidity, and we calculate out with the current level of danger of the world, the average person will live 476 years, still people die at 5. One of the quotes in the Bible in the book of Revelation says, though a man or woman die at 100, it'll be the years of a child. In other words, life extension is another sign when Jesus returns. You know that?
Yes.
Now, you have to understand that when people are working and the religions have got this wrong, and because I'm a prophet, I have knowledge that the pastors don't know. Now, it doesn't mean they can know other scriptures I don't know, but I know specific things that God has told me. One of them is that he's coming in the sky. In other words, the rapture is to remove evil from the earth. And interestingly, one of the few religious segments of Christianity that has got this correct are the Jehovah's Witnesses. A lot of Christians think if things get really bad, like under Biden, they're just going to get raptured away and they're going to have folded clothes left where they were and they're gone to heaven without any clothes on because they got a heavenly robe, right? Ha ha ha. No. What God's going to do is he's going to return. You're going to see literally what look like alien craft in the sky because of the Galactic Federation. You're going to see God himself returning and he's going to destroy those that destroy the earth. It's Revelation 11:18. You got to understand here, when they talk about this UFO disclosure, they want to spin it so you start to succumb to their lies about how they're going to lie about that too. I don't know exactly what their specific lies are yet, but I guarantee you it'll be a lie to destroy regular religion and belief in Yeshua, Jesus, and God in the flesh, who incarnated in flesh on planet Earth. Jesus was not a lesser God. He was God, incarnating in human flesh to give us the truth. And people need to understand that. And he also told us that we were Ben Elohim. We were actually his children, which means we have the God principle inside each one of us. We have eternity in every one of us. I'm not special. The most important thing, people say, well, you think you're so special. They go, no, I'm not. The most important thing I say is I'm not special. Every human being, whether a little Asian child or a black child about to be aborted or whatever, or an elder that's 90, every person has that seed atom of God in them. They just may not be fully aware because they haven't had their astral or spirit eyes opened up. And what the devil wants to do in his minions is destroy that, we call the lamp, the pineal gland, the cord of living waters that allows people to connect to their higher spiritual needs, called the God gene. Okay, they talk about this in VMAT too. You have to understand they want to move from 3D to 5D, 5G. They want 5D, which means you won't be able to tell whether it's reality or cyber reality in the future. If they do enough of this crap to you, you're turned into a cyborg and you're literally the holodeck will be inside your head, just like Star Trek.
Yeah, a virtual world.
The virtual world, yeah, exactly. Guess what, people? Our God is God and he sent me and people of truth to tell you that to release the truth. And we're praying for those that are even do evil so that they get a chance to repent before the days of destruction come. Because I don't want to see Joe Biden or Kamala Harris go to hell. I want them to open up their eyes. Imagine if say Hillary Clinton could get the truth and speak the truth about what's going on. How many millions were turned back? Millions. Knowing that she had been that evil and God saved her. What do you think of that?
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.